It's Monday, the 18th of March, 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my geekmummy.com blog. Today's blog post is entitled Hands-On with the Acer Iconia B1. It's a review. Here in the Geek family, we absolutely love our tablets. We've seen firsthand the educational benefits that can be gained from these devices, and we're always on the lookout for good quality, family-friendly, cost-effective tablets. iPads are brilliant, but they're expensive, and the Android tablets are starting to catch up in that market now with things like the Nexus 7 on the market. And I was offered the chance a few weeks ago to try out the brand new Acer Iconia B1, which is a sub-£100 Android tablet. So I wanted to talk about what we made of it. At first glance, it's like all the other 7-inch tablets, although it's got a rather attractive, distinctive blue-coloured edging and a little blue triangle in one corner. If I put it up next to my iPad mini or the Nexus 7, it's comparable in size and weight. It's, you know, it's a nice device to handle. It's a nice weight. The 7-inch tablet is really nice for just sitting and reading a book or consuming media. It's a nice format. In terms of hardware quality, it perhaps feels a little bit more plasticky than the other tablets. But it's still comfortable to hold and very usable. And the only other thing that I noticed really was that the viewing angle on the screen is smaller than I'm used to. So you have to be pretty much looking straight on at the screen. If you're off to one side, you won't see it quite so clearly. But again, you know, the price, it's £99. There's going to be some compromises on the hardware somewhere. And actually, it's with those things factored in, it's actually a really good tablet. In terms of operating system, it turns up running Jelly Bean, which is the latest version of Android, although it's not running the latest Jelly Bean update. So it doesn't have the Jelly Bean features like multiple user profiles, which came in more recently. I'm hoping that that update will be released for this tablet, because that would be really, really useful. Obviously, if you're looking at it as a family device, the multiple profiles would be very useful. Although I do recommend there's an app called Kid Mode for Android. It's available in the Google Play Store, and that allows you to lock your tablet down if you're giving it to children to play with. We were actually surprised with how well the Iconia B1 performed in terms of response speed. It was quite nippy. It even coped well with some of the Geek Daddy's more graphically demanding games. He keeps telling me that Temple Run 2 is what has to be played in order to test these things, so apparently he says it's okay with that. I tested it with video streaming from Netflix and iPlayer, and it was fine for that as well. And also tested it with local media streaming from our local Plex server, and it did all that perfectly well. It only comes in one model. It's got 8 GB of internal storage, but it does have a micro SD slot, so you can expand it by up to another 32 GB, which is better than the Nexus 7. It's only Wi-Fi. It doesn't have 3G, so it's best used around the house, or if you're taking it out, you're going to need to find Wi-Fi hotspots or have some kind of tethering to your phone or other personal hotspot available. If you want to hear a bit more about what the Geek Daddy thinks of this tablet, we talked about it on a recent episode of Parental Geekery. So if you head on over to parentalgeekery.com, you'll find one of our recent episodes. We talk about the B1. But, you know, in summary, for a sub-£100 Android tablet, it's a pretty good buy. And if you're looking for cost-effective tablets, you know, maybe for the family, maybe for the kids, it's really worth considering. We really liked it, I have to say. I've listed out the technical specifications on my blog post, but I'm not going to read those out here because that would be extremely dull and boring. But, you know, like I said, $99.99. It's available from Argos, Asda, Tesco, Sainsbury's. You can buy it from Amazon. It's widely available. And, you know, it's a nice tablet. Just to let you know, we were lent it for review purposes, but we have had to send it back, sadly. You can find my written blog at www.geekmummy.com, and you can also find all the audio editions of my posts at audioboo.fm/geekmummy. Thank you for listening.